Libayani now. But at the same time, we are not asked. But if we were asked, then you will say, Hubban is al-mastaru yulaki hi filishtikak. And then you can also describe the actual mastar, you know, which is ihbab. But we are not asked for it. But at least we understand very clearly, absolutely clearly we understand what's going on in the sentence. See, this is Quran and you are understanding every bit of it now. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, if the question is to describe only the kind, then we are only describing the kind, which is li bayani now. But if you are asked to describe further, then you will say that it is al mastaru yulakihi fil ishtikak, and then you can even further describe that hubban is from habba yahibbu. And the verb in the sentence is ahabba yuhibbu. Are you with me? Form 4, and the master is from form 1. If you are asked. But at least we understand it, inshallah. Number 5. Sajattu sajdataini. What will you say? Libayani adad. Simple, brother. Fine. Sajada. Brothers and sisters, what is sajada? Verb. What is the mastar of sajada? Sujood. Make it mastar marra. Sajadatun. What is it? Sajadatun. Are you the fa'alatun? Got the idea? Because it is mastarul marati. Keep that in mind also. Inshallah. Thumma, this is verse of the Quran. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. Okay. Now this is a verse from Surah Nuh. This is the statement by Prophet Nuh, alayhi salatu salam. Further, I have spoken to them in public and also in private, secretly. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So, what is the verb? Tell me the verb. Form 4. What is the verb? That is there. Okay. One is the a'alana. That is the verb. And also there is a what is the verb? Asarra, like ahabba. Asarra. Okay, that is why it is asrartu. Because you come to hunna, what will happen? Asrarna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? You will break the idgham when you have mutaharik pronouns coming as a file. Very good, brothers and sisters. So how will you describe israran? Taqid. Because it is only, Sister Arifa, it is only pure taqid. Okay? Nothing else has been added to the master. Fine. Qala shairu, a poet says, what does he say? Fasabran. Now, what is this? Sabran. Only the master has come. No verb. What will you say? Fine. Okay. Al-mastaru naib anfi'ali. That is the kind. So what is missing here? Isbir. What is it? Isbir sabran. Isbir sabran. This is a very nice poem here, brothers and sisters. Fasabran. Primajali mauti sabran. Fasabran primajalil mauti sabran. Means have patience at the time of death. Have patience. Twice it is used to emphasize it, brother. It is an extra emphasis. Okay? So isbir sabran. Fimajalil mauti isbir sabran. Have patience at the time of the death, brothers and sisters. فَمَا نَيْلُ الْخُلُودِ بِمُسْتَطَاءٍ. Okay? فَمَا. What kind of ma is this? This is ma al-hijaziya. يَعْمَلُ عَمَلَ لَيْسَ. The ma will have ismu ma marfu and khabar ma mansub. Okay, got the idea? What is nailu, brothers and sisters? Nala yanalu, to obtain. Nala yanalu. Write down the verb, brothers and sisters. Nala yanalu, to obtain. Or gain. What is khulud? Khalada yakhludu khulud. Khalid is the ism file. Khalida is the monas form. Okay? But it says khulud means to live forever and ever. Immortality. Everlasting life. Okay? Now here somebody dies. Okay? And the poet is saying, have patience at the time of death. Because the obtaining of everlasting life is not possible. So why do you cry? When the obtaining of everlasting existence is not possible. So have patience. Okay. So brothers and sisters, what will you say, Nailu? It is ismuma al-hijaziya, marfu'un, wa huwa mudaf, and khuludi mudaf ilayhi. Mustata'in, what kind of a word is this, mustata'in? Ism maful from form 10, istata'a yastati'u. Okay, so this is your bi mustata'in, this is your jar majrur, shibbu jumla, في محل نسب خبر ما الهجازية. Inshallah, you will understand when you revise it. You will understand it. Because all these things will come in the Quran. And we have to understand when the use of ma comes, it can be ma الهجازية يعمل عمل ليس. Inshallah, we'll remember. Okay. Fine, brothers and sisters. Number 9, Hajjan Mabruran. What is this? Hajjan Mabruran. Okay, so this is the same thing as Kuduman Mubarakan. Okay, this is the same thing. This is Hajjan Mabruran is your Libayani now. Okay. And the verb, okay, is ma'zuf. What is the verb, brothers and sisters? You can say tahujju. What will you say? Tahujju hajjan mabruran. Or even if it is for more people, then you will say tahujjuna. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So amiluhu is ma'zuf. Amiluhu is ma'zu. So hajjan is your mafulul mutlaq li bayani now. And amilu is the I just said tahujju or tahujjuna. Both can be right. What is the translation of this? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your hajj. That is the meaning of it. That is the meaning of it, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your hajj. So whenever somebody returns from hajj, you know, we usually say hajjan mabruran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your hajj. Number 10, brother, what is number 10? Tala yatlu, to recite, okay? Tala has another meaning also, but here the meaning is recitation. Tala l'imamu, imam recited. Tilawatan jamilatan. Tilawatan jamilatan. So tilawatan, what is tilawatan? Is the master from the verb tala. So it is mafulun mutlaq. But then followed by it is a naat. So it's very simple, brother. Where will you put it? Lil bayani now. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Another beautiful exercise we are doing. Brothers and sisters, number 5. Ayyin al-na'iba anil maful al-mutlaq fima yati. Specify the deputy of the maful al-mutlaq in what follows. Number 1, brothers and sisters, fil hadith, iza kumta fis salatika, iza, brothers and sisters, is your ismu shart, ghairu jazimin. And kumta is your fi'lu shart. Now kumta is madi, but when you use iza, the meaning is in present tense and in future tense. So what will you translate this? Iza kumta fis salatika, when you perform your salah, fasalli, fa has come, alfa'u waqiyatun fi jawab al-shart. Why? Because salli is fi'lu amr, tufidu talab. It indicates talab. Okay. Fasalli salata. Salata, brothers and sisters, is your mafulun mutlaq. But then this salata is not the master of the salla yusalli. What is the master of the salla yusalli, brothers and sisters? Did I write it? Yes. Salla yusalli is tasliyatan. Are you with me? Salla yusalli is tasliyatan. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So, it should have been tasliyatan, but it is not. So now you have to describe that salata is ismul master. Ismul master, naibun anil mastari. This is what you will describe. And this dot, 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 you will write down tasliyatan. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Fine. Now, salata is your mafulun mutlaq. It is mudaf. And what is mudaf ilahi? Muwaddi'in. Muwaddi'in. What is muwaddi'in, brothers and sisters? It is coming from the verb wadda'a. Yuwaddi'u. Form 2. And muwaddi'in is ism 5. Now, what is the translation of the whole thing? If you perform your salah, pray as if this is your farewell salat. You are not going to get any other chance to pray again. So pray with all your humility, with all your khushu and khudu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? That is the meaning of. Whenever we should pray as if this is my last salah that I have time to pray. After that, I will not be praying any more salahs. Are you with me? So that is the meaning of this. That is the importance of the salah. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is trying to point out to us, you know, that you pray as if this is your farewell salat, last salah on this planet. Okay? Rawahu Ahmad ibn Majah. Okay? It is narrated by Ahmad and Ibn Majah. Number 2, brothers and sisters, فَلَا تَمِيلُ كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ What is the verb, brothers and sisters? I will write down the verb, okay? Mala Yamilu. To incline. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Mala Yamilu. This is Ajwaf. What will you say, Ajwaf? What kind of Ajwaf? Al-Yai, mashallah. Fine. Fala Tamilu. What is Tamilu? Antum. 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 Fine. What is La? Nahia. It is La Nahia. See, we got to figure it out. This is Amar. Tufidu Amar. La Nahia. Tufidu Amar. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, Tamilu is your sister Maimuna, Fialun, Mudariun, Majzumun, Biadhafinun, MashaAllah. That's the way we have to describe it. And waw is your file. Kulla. That is your mafulun mutlaq. And then it is deputizing the master. So what will you say, brothers and sisters? Mafulun mutlaq naibun anil master. Got the idea? Inshallah. Very good. How will you translate? So do not lean towards the one with all the leaning. You know, do not give all your love to one person. If you have other spouses, then you got to be very fair. With all of them, inshallah. Okay. Number third, brothers and sisters. Yatulu, tala yatulu, hazal kariyu. But yatulu, what is yatulu? Fi'lun mudariya. Marfoon. How will you say? Fi'lun mudariyun marfoon. Bi dammatil muqaddara. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay. Hazal kariyu, what is haza? Fa'il. And what is al kariyu? Badal, MashaAllah. Tilawatan. Tilawatan. That is your mafulun mutlaq. La yatulu ha. Ghayruhu. This qari recites the tilawat in a way no one else can recite like him. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, yatlu ha. What is ha? This is mafulun mutlaq. Damir ha is your mafulun mutlaq, which is deputizing the master tilawatan. I would rather request you to circle ha and then bring it with a pencil, with a line to the tilawat. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Circle it and then bring that thing to tilawatan. So you know this is deputizing. The damir is deputizing the tilawatan. Did you get my point?
Yes.
Inshallah. Number four. Ayya kitabatin. Taktubu. Kataba yaktubu. What is the master? Kitabatun. So, ayya kitabatin taktubu. Which writing are you writing? Or what kind of a writing are you writing? Okay. So, where is our mafulun mutlaq? Ayya. And then, kitabatin, it became mudafili. So, what will you say, brothers and sisters? Mafulun mutlaq, naib, anil master. So, ayya is your mafulun mutlaq here. Straight away, mafulun mutlaq. Even though it is not a master, but it is deputizing the master. Alhamdulillah. Nahnu naqusthu alayka ahsan al-qasasi. We are narrating to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best narration. The best narration. So, brother, where is Mafulun Mutlaq? Ahsana. See? Kassa Yakusu Kassasan. Okay? So here, what is Ahsana then? Mafulun Mutlaq, but what is it? It is Naib, but what is it? It is Sifat. What is it? Naat. It is Naat, okay? Naibun Anil Master. Sifatun Naibun Anil Master. Are you with me? If I say Sifatun, are you confused? Sifatun is same thing as Naat, adjective. So Ahsana is an adjective here, okay? Fine, brothers and sisters. And if I were to tell you what kind of Mafulun Mutlaq is, so you will say Li Bayani now. You will say Li Bayani now. Fine. Again, this is from Quran, brother. The next one also is from Quran. Waskur Isma Rabbika. Waskur Isma Rabbika. And remember or mention, remember the name of your Lord. Vatabattal. Vatabattal ilayhi tabtilan. Okay? Again, tabtilan is from form 2 and tabattal is form 5. So what will you say? Al-mastaru yulakihi filishtika. Okay? But, brothers and sisters, tell me one thing. If I were to ask you what kind of a mafulun mutlaq it is, how will you say? It is taqid. It is li taqid. Very good, brothers and sisters. Hajjashtu ishrina hajjatan. Hajjashtu ishrina hajjatan. Okay, hajjatan is tamiz. I agree with you. Okay, but also it is the master from hajja. Are you with me? It is the master. What kind of a master is this? Mastarul marrati. Master denoting how many times the action took place. Hajjatan is your master. Mastarul marrati. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? And it is tamiz. Okay. But where is our mafulun mutlaq? Ishreen. The number is deputizing the master. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? The number is deputizing the master. Fine. So, you will say, what will you say? Mafulun mutlaq, naibun, anil master. So, ishreen is your now, mafulun mutlaq, now. In this case, your mafulun mutlaq is ishreen. Fine. Number 9, brothers and sisters. أَتُعَامِلُ أَخَاكَ هَذِهِ الْمُعَامَلَةِ. What kind of verb is this, brother and sister? تُعَامِلُ. Form 3. عَامَلَ يُعَامِلُ. To treat someone, okay? Do you treat your brother this kind of a treatment? So, Sister Abir, Akha is your mafulun bihi. And ka is mudafilihi. And what is hazihi here? This is your mafulun mutlaq. Okay. And what will be muamalat? This is your badal. Amala yu'amilu and mastar will be muamalatun. Muamalatan you can say or muamalatun. Okay. So, can you see? Mu'amalata. Why it is ta? Mansub? Because hazihi is mansub. That is why the badal is mansub. And why is hazihi mansub? Because it is mafulun mutlaq. We got to think like that. Inshallah. Al-mu'amalatu is the master of form 3. Amala yu'amilu. Shahada yushahidu. What is the master? Mushahadatu. Got the idea? Sa'ada, yusa'idu. What is the master? Musa'adatu. Inshallah. You will remember that. Number 9 is very beautiful, brothers and sisters. And I have to spend time. Every time I do this, I spend a lot of time on this, brothers and sisters. Kala shairu. Fakad yajma'u Allahu. Kad yajma'u Allahu shatitataini. What is shatitataini? Okay, brothers and sisters, I have to explain this to you. Shatta. What is the verb? Shatta. The verb is shatta, brothers and sisters. It has got the same meaning as what is the meaning of tashashata? No, shatta is here tashitun. This is on the wazan of fa'ilun. You make ism fa'il on the wazan of fa'ilun. Shatitun. Are you with me, brother and sister? Shatta, tafarraka, to separate. To be separated. That is the meaning, okay? To be separated. Tashitun is the person who has been separated. Shatitun. What is it? Shatta, shatitun. Make dual now, brother. Shatitani. Shatitani. Now make it mansub. Shati Taini. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Shati Taini. It is mansub here because it is mafulun bihi. Now, yajma'u. What is the meaning of yajma'u? Together. Or bring them together. Together. Jama'a yajma'u. Now, brother, mudari'a verb, yajma'u, and kad has come. So what is the meaning of kad here? Maybe. Perhaps. Maybe. Okay. So, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them together. Who are those two people who have been separated? Shatitun, shatitani, shatitaini. Got the idea? Shatitun, shatitani, shatitaini. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes brings them together, two separated individuals. Fine, brother and sister. Badama, after. What is ma? Ma mastariya. Ma mastariya. Yazunnani. They both think. Those separated people, they think. What they think? Kulla zanni. In all their thoughts, they thought that they will never meet again in their lives. Okay? An la talaqiya. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now I want to ask you, what is talaqiya? No, you will not be able to figure out. I have to explain you, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, I'll explain you. There's a lot of revision in this thing, brothers and sisters. Talaqa. Got the idea? What is it? talaka. Form 6. Make it mudarya. Make it master. Okay. What is the normal form of master? Tafa ulun. But because this is nakis, so the master will be tala ku yun. From this, it will become tala ki yun. And from this, it will become tala kim. Maybe some of you have forgotten. Are you with me, Sister Hafsa? So, talakin. When it is nakis, it is done like this. Okay? Talakin. What is actually talakin? Talakiyun. Fine. And you know, this is mankus. When it is marfu, you will see Tanwin Kasra, unless it is coming with Al. If it is not coming with Al, you will see two Kasras there in the Marfu form, and in the Majrur form, you will see two Kasras. And then if it is Mansub form, what will you see? Are you with me? You got to revise now. You are mankus. Okay, talakiyan. Fine. Okay. Now, I want you to understand. Talakin is the master. Okay. It's a noun. Meeting. Meeting. Okay. Make it into ismu la nafiyatu lil jins. Ismu la nafiyatu lil jins. Okay. What will become? Tala ki ya. Okay. In the poetry, for the sake of the meter, when you consider the meters of different words, sometimes the last sign can be changed, or last word can undergo some change. Only in poetry, because you are taking into consideration the wazan and the meters, okay? So it becomes la . This alif has only come because of the reason of meters, wazan. La talakiya. Fine, brother and sister. I'm writing something else. You should write it. Okay. I told you it's very beautiful. And I am showing you in details, brothers and sisters, you know, otherwise one cannot figure out what's going on in this one sentence, okay? So, Ba'dama yadhunnani kulla zanni. So what is kulla? Mafulun mutlaq. And where is the actual mafulun mutlaq? Mudafili. An, brothers and sisters, an is mukhaffafa. It's lighter form. It is the lighter form of anna. Are you with me? Lighter form of anna. Okay? We haven't studied this in detail, but someday, inshallah, we will study. You know lakinna and then lakin. So the lakin is the lighter form. Similarly, enna and anna also have a lighter forms. So here, an is the lighter form of anna, which means that. Okay? Badama yadunnani kullasan. After they thought, in all their thoughts, what they thought, brothers and sisters? Anna, that there will be no meeting. There will be absolutely no meeting. So this is la nafiyatu lil jins. Okay, it negates everything in the noun. Meeting, absolutely no meeting at all. Okay, in any circumstances, in any way. So if, brothers and sisters, la is la nafiyatu lil jins, where is ismu la nafiyah? Talakiyah is ismu la nafiyatu lil jins. Where is the khabar? Khabar is ma'zuf. And what is that khabar? I just wrote it down. Bainahuma. Now you translate, brothers and sisters. Sometimes Allah makes two people meet, gathers them together, those two who have been separated. After the separated people thought, and in all their thoughts, that there will be no meeting between two of them. But if Allah wills, Allah brings them together. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Akmil hadhihi al-jumlata. Suggest to, brothers and sisters, we have to bring maf'ulul mutlaq. Al-adad, an-naw, and ta'akid. I will write down, inshallah, and you will copy it if you want to. First is adad. Got the idea, one sisters? Sajattu sajadatan wahidatan. Is it the master? Yes. This is Masterul Marathi. Huh? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what will you say? This is Li Bayani Adad. Huh? Then Sajattu Sujuda. I prostrated with a sajda of khushu, humility. So what will you say to this? Li bayani now. And now, sajattu sujudan. Now this is for taqid. Got the idea? So this is how it is. Inshallah you will copy it. When ponder over it, brothers and sisters. Number 7 is, you can do it at home, but if you have difficulty, please don't worry. just look at the halotamarin and you will find all the answers beautifully given by Dr. Abdurrahim there, inshallah. Hati misalan likul lima yanubu alan mafulun mutlak. So everything, there are about 9 things that we have studied. Now you have to bring your own example. And if you find it difficult, just don't worry. Look to the halotamarin and see the answers there. And you will get a good, good idea, inshallah. It will further strengthen your knowledge and understanding, inshallah. Hati salasata amsilatin lil master naib anfialihi. What kind of example Dr. Abdurrahim is asking for? Al mastarun naib anfialihi. Very easy, brothers and sisters. Number one example. If I say one example, you will do everything. Shukran. What is shukran? Okay. Al mastarun naib anfialihi. So you got to give 3 examples. Sabran, afwan, are you with me? Or don't forget, mahalan. That's all. But write down after each verb the fi'l that has been deputized. So shukran, ashkuru. Sabran, isbir. Mahlan, imhal. That's all you have to do, brothers and sisters. Now, darabtuhu darbatan. We had already read the whole thing in English, and we are going to read it quickly, inshallah. Darbatun misalun li mastar, mastarul marrati. Wal mastarul marrati huwa ma yuzkaru li bayani adadil fi'li. It describes the time the action took place. Wa yubna min fi'l thalathi mujrad ala wazni fa'alatun. And it is built in the 3-letter verb on the pattern of fa'alatun. Bil fatah al fa'i. What is the meaning of fatah al fa'i? The fa' kalima will have fatah. Wa sukunu aini. And then ain kalima will get a sukun. So it is fa'alatun. Nahu. Darabtuhu darbatan wa darbataini wa darabatin. These are all the examples of mastarul marrati. There are more examples Dr. Saab gave us in the key in English. So inshallah, you can check it. But we have already done the whole thing yesterday. I'm just reading the Arabic part of it. وَتُلْحَقُ الطَّاوُ بِمَسْتَرِ الْفِيَلْ غَيْرِ سُلَاسِ الْمُجَارِدِ. Now if the master is from مَزِيدْ فِيهِ, if the master is from مَزِيدْ فِيهِ, okay, then how do you make the master marra? By adding ta. For example, kabbara yukabbiru. What is the master? Takbir. But then, if you want to make it into master marrati, then you will say takbira tun. That's all. Kabbara takbiratan. Nukabbiru arba takbiratin fi salati ala mayiti. We say 4 times Allahu Akbar when we pray a salah, when we pray funeral prayer. Wa idha kana binaul mastar al asli bitai dhukira ba'daha ma yadullu ala adad. Now the meaning of this is, brothers and sisters, are you with me? The meaning of this? What is the meaning of this? If the master is already built with ta marbuta, okay, if the master is already built with ta marbuta, okay, for example, rahima, yarhamu, what is the master? Rahmatun or rahmatan. No, there is already ta marbuta there. So when you use rahmatan, then you have to describe the number also afterward. Okay? For example, rahimtuhu rahmatan wahidatan. When will you use this wahidatan or any other number? When the master already has a tamarbuta built in it. Got the idea, brother and sister? Akamtu ikamatan wahidatan. Brothers and sisters, akamtu, what is the meaning of akamtu? I stayed. What is the verb? Akama yukimu. And what is the master of akama? Ikama tun. So already the ta marbuta is there. So if you are using that ta marbuta and you have to describe as a number, then you have to use the number after it. Got the idea, brother and sister? So akimtu ikamatan wahidatan. What is the meaning of this sentence, brothers and sisters? I stayed one time, one stay. Next one, brother and sister, look at this. Tarjama yutarjimu. What is the meaning of tarjama yutarjimu? He translated. Fine, brother. Tarjamtul kitaba. Translation, brother? Okay. What is the master of tarjama? Tarjamatun. Are you with me? Tarjamatun. Now, if you have to use tarjamatun, and then you have to describe, then you got to put a number on it. Okay. It means that if you describe this as a mastarul marrati, then you got to describe a number also after it. Is it clear, inshallah? Read the whole sentence, brothers and sisters. Tarjamtul kitaba tarjamatan wahidatan. I translate the book one time.